The opening track to Emily Bear's latest release, Into the Blue, earned her a Herb Alpert Young Jazz Composers Award, presented by the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers to honor talented young jazz artists during the earliest stages of their careers.
I was rehearsing for an artist in residency at a jazz festival in Germany, and we were rehearsing in this space, actually in New York City, with my trio, and the room we were in was called the Old Office. And I was messing around in between, you know, practicing the songs with my trio, and I came up with the Old Office right there, and so I called it the Old Office.
Not the most complicated way to come up with a tune, but that's the story of Emily Bear's undeniable talent, spontaneous but with a purpose.
I started out playing classical music when I was around 4. I'm a bit of a rebellious spirit, and I like to think outside the box more than keeping inside the lines, which sounds really cheesy, but it's true. So a few months after, I got introduced to jazz, and I immediately fell in love because, you know, it was something that I had a lot more freedom in, and it was something that was, like, so completely different than anything I'd ever done before that I just grew up bilingual, pretty much, like, musically bilingual.
Emily Bear says her latest record, Into the Blue, is dedicated to the producer of her previous album, the great Quincy Jones.
Quincy has been one of my biggest mentors and influences. I met him when I was pretty young. I was around 8 years old. And he's just been a huge influence on my life, not only musically, but as a person as well. And he's incredibly down to earth, and he's such an incredible musician and producer and everything that he does, but he's, like, when you get in a room with him, the age kind of just falls away, and it's just about music and how much we all love it. The only difficult thing was the hours. He's a bit nocturnal, so our session started at 4 p.m. and ended at 4 a.m. So that was the only thing that I had to get used to, because I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep now, and I'm going to wake up at 2. That's different.
Emily Bear performs at the St. Ignatius of Antioch Episcopal Church in New York City on Saturday. One of 10 composers commissioned to create music for the event, Bear will present the first choral piece she's ever written.
I'm at the beginning of my journey right now, and there's a lot that I'm really looking forward to doing.
In New York City, I'm Meng Santos, WBGO News.